I am Coach Corey Sartori, and this is Complete Transformation for Female Entrepreneurs, the podcast. I spent 20 years crushing it in leadership and people development in luxury retail, coaching my teams to become the best version of themselves inside and outside of the business. I thrived in my career, but my personal life was a mess. I didn't take care of myself and used alcohol to numb so I wouldn't have to feel the sadness that was my life. Eventually, I became fed up and knew I needed to do something different. In 2013, I chose to start putting in the work to change my life. In 2016, I started my life coaching business and began to help other women transform their lives and business. I now run a successful coaching business, and I have helped hundreds of women step into their power by giving them tools to create more self-belief and confidence so they can build their business and make more money for a more fulfilling life. Each episode offers ideas and tangible actions to help female entrepreneurs shift their mindset so they can have complete transformation in their personal life and business. Hello, hello. I am Coach Corey Sartori. I empower high-achieving female entrepreneurs to shift their mindset to grow their confidence, business, and bank account. In this episode, I want to dive into how to get more out of life. And the reason that I want to talk about this is because I've had people recently that have reached out to me about my coaching share things with me like, I'm feeling stuck. I don't feel like I'm living my purpose. I don't feel like I'm living up to my potential. I had a woman yesterday that I was on a phone call with that shared with me. She's like, I just kind of feel dead inside. And you know, she's like, I don't want to be morbid or anything, but that's just how I'm feeling. And so I want to offer you some actions to help you get unstuck. If that's kind of how you're feeling in life, if you're feeling like you're not living up to your potential, if you just want more. So often, we get stuck in a rut. We get stuck in doing the same thing day after day after day, just going with emotion, just going with the flow. And it doesn't add value to our lives. It doesn't serve us because we don't feel good inside. We don't feel joyful. We don't feel lit up. And that feeling, those emotions make us feel alive. And so today I want to talk about how to get more out of life. And also these tools and resources and ideas I'm going to share can also help you get more out of your business, more out of your relationships. And so today, as I share how to get more out of life, remember you can use these tools and these ideas to get more out of your business, to get more out of your relationships and so much more. So many of us are wishing and hoping for a better life. We want a happier life, but we're not putting in the action to get there. Again, like I said, we're just going with the flow. We're just going with the motion, and it's not bringing us the joy, the fulfillment, the happiness that we want. And if you really want to get more out of life, you must be willing to put in the work to get there. So it is work. It is not just somebody snapping their fingers. It is not a magic pill. It is you actively working towards the life that you want to create. So for me, I want to share my story really quick. I was lost for so many years. I've shared before, from the time I was 20 till I was about 31, I was in a toxic codependent relationship off and on for that whole decade plus. And it didn't serve me. It didn't add value to me. I truly love this person. He was very active in drug and alcohol abuse. And I was an enabler. I was codependent. I wasn't kind. And so it was just not a good relationship. And I look back and it wasn't just my romantic relationships where I struggled and was codependent. I also was codependent and toxic in my friendships. Like I had some of my best friends, our relationships were codependent, toxic, and just, they weren't going anywhere. So I wasn't going anywhere. I always tell my clients, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And at that time in my life, I was just hanging out with people that were abusing drugs, abusing alcohol, weren't goal-oriented. Like the whole point of life for them was let's party, let's get wasted. And it just wasn't adding value. I was happy in my career. I loved working in the retail field. I loved training people. I loved developing people. You know, I loved fashion. I still love fashion. But that was really the only place I was finding joy in my life was in my work. And I wanted more. And so in 2012, I ended my codependent relationship and I was still really unhappy and really miserable. And I wasn't sure how to get out of that. And so in 2013, when I came back to Salt Lake City, Utah, I found self-development. Very grateful for the friends that offered me books and ideas of how to start working on myself. And I found a job that was so passionate about self-development and supported me in making that choice to really work on myself. And so I was able to fully dive in, and I learned so much. I've learned so much since 2013. You know, I'm an expert in so many self-development things now. I would definitely say vision and goals I am an expert in, and so much more. So I turned my life around by choosing to work on myself, because that before I started self-development, I was lost. I had no ambition. I came back to Salt Lake City, Utah after living in the Bay Area for a couple of years because I didn't know what to do. I left my job. So I came back here without a job, just hoping I would figure it out, which I did. So grateful for that. But I just was totally lost, and I felt lost, like in my soul, in my heart, in my gut, like it was just heavy. It was just, ugh, like if that sound makes any sense, it was just ugh, like so heavy and so overwhelming. And when I found yoga, when I found vision and goals, it was really kind of the first thing I discovered when it came to self-development. And then after I began my vision and goal practice, I started to achieve goals, which helped me to build my confidence. And then I was just all in. I was reading books. I was going to seminars. I was going to workshops. I was listening to podcasts. I was watching documentaries. I was doing anything I could to really step into my power and become the person I was meant to be, because I was so sick of myself. I was so sick of the person I had been for over a decade. I was so sick of being toxic. I was so sick of being unkind. I wasn't adding value to the world. And so I knew I needed to change. If I wanted to create a life I love, I needed to change. I needed to start making different choices. I needed to, you know, do different actions. I just needed to do something else. And so when I started that and started to feel the joy and the happiness that came along with vision and goal setting, with practicing yoga, with reading the self-development books and having that self-awareness that, oh, maybe I do need to work on myself. You know, for so long, my ego had been running the show that I just thought I knew everything. I thought I was better than everybody else. And my ego did not serve me. And once I actually started to build real confidence and started to love myself, my whole world transformed. I am so grateful for the opportunity to get unstuck, to get more out of life, because now I'm living a life I truly love. I'm married to my best friend. We've been married for 5 years. He is the best husband. I'm so, so lucky. I have the most wonderful little boy who is 4.5 years old, and he is just the brightest light in this world. He just lights me up. I get to work a job I love. I get to coach women and help them transform their lives and businesses and relationships. And it just fills my cup. I'm so honored. I'm so blessed to be living the life that I am now. And if I hadn't started to get into work almost a decade ago, then I would not have created the life that I want today. And so if you are somebody that wants to get more out of life, if you are feeling stuck, you need to start putting in the work to create the life that you truly want. It's not just going to happen. One of the things that I started to do when I began my vision and goal practice was I learned about possibility, living in possibility. What does that look like? What does that mean? And it's really that you can create anything that you want in this life if you're willing to put in the work and understand that your past or present life does not get to define your future for you. Living in possibility has helped me to create the life that I have now, because for so long, I never thought I would get married. I never thought I would have a family. I never thought I would be a successful business owner. But because I have put in the time and energy and effort and investment to work on myself, I have created a life filled with joy and happiness and love and light. And I'm just so truly blessed. And I want to share that with everyone. I want to help women out there, men out there, create a life of abundance and joy and fulfillment, because I've done it. So I know it's possible for everyone. But again, you have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to invest your time, money, energy into creating this life. It's not just going to happen. Nobody's going to snap their fingers or give you a magic pill. Like, you have to be willing to invest in yourself. So if you are feeling stuck and are ready to get more out of your life, here are a few actions that you can take to help you start moving forward. So the first thing that I want to share with you today is get clarity around what you truly want. So when I get on coaching consultations with potential clients, that's one of the things that I asked them is like, tell me your vision for your life or vision from 5 years from today. Where would you like to be? And very often they don't know. They're like, I'm not sure where I want to be. And that's okay. You don't need to know. I can help you. But the way that you're going to get clarity around that is working on creating a vision and goal practice. So if you want true direction, if you want to know what actions to take to help you create the life that you want, you need to get clarity around the life that you want. So taking time to meditate on it or to journal about it. And I always like tell people, I'm like, write down where you want to be 1 year from today, fully living in possibility. What is the life that you want to create? Talking about your life, your relationships, your career, your health. Like, what is it that you want to create a year from today or 5 years from today or 10 years from today? I love writing out my vision. I mean, I have my 1 year vision, my 5 year vision, my 10 year vision, my life vision. Like, I write out a vision for my life so I can have clarity around what I want and know that it changes. There is so many times where I'm like, ooh, you know, actually I've been working towards this. And so I no longer want XYZ in the future. And I think that's the thing that's also awesome about a vision and goal practice is you can change. Just because you write down your vision from 5 years from today doesn't mean that's the end all be all and you have to create that life. As you work on yourself, as you work towards that goal, the universe will provide you with ideas and tools and resources to help you get what you really want. It will help guide you. It will help direct you in the right direction to become the person you're supposed to be and have the life that you want. And so know that just start thinking about what you want in your life 5 years from today and start journaling on it and writing about it, maybe daily, maybe weekly, maybe monthly. But the more you do it, the more clear you will get on what you want. And when you're writing out the goals that will help you get there, yes, they may change. And that is totally fine. Because as you work on yourself and you grow yourself, your vision will change, your goals will change. And that's awesome because that is growth. So the first thing I want to share with you today is get clarity around what you truly want. And that's something I can help you with if you'd like to find out more. The next thing is do one thing a day that scares you. So getting pushed out of your comfort zone helps you learn and grow. And sometimes you fail, but then you grow. And that's a huge win. So doing one thing a day that scares you is something I ask all of my clients to do, especially my clients that are female entrepreneurs, because very often the reason they're not moving forward in their business or in their relationships or in their life is because they don't want to get uncomfortable. They are so stuck in their comfort zone, they don't know how to get out of it. And there's so many different ways to start getting out of your comfort zone, but by choosing to do one thing a day that scares you, that will really help you get out of your comfort zone. And then you'll do the scary thing and realize, okay, I did it. Okay, I can do it again. And then the more you do it, the more you learn and grow. And that thing is not so scary anymore. So I believe I've shared before. So I work for a coach. She is a millionaire coach and she coaches women and supports them in becoming coaches. And so one of the things that she asks of her clients is to start doing lives on Facebook or Instagram so they can start getting their name out there, their face out there to start attracting the clients they want. And one thing that they always share with me is they're so scared to do lives. Like they will put it off. They will not do it. And by choosing to not do those lives, it's stopping them from growing their business. But it's because it's so scary and it's so overwhelming. And so I've shared with them when I've gotten on calls with them that doing one thing a day that scares you is powerful. And when you start to do these lives, they will get less and less scary each time. And that's growth. Each time you do it, it will get easier. And it's okay to mess up. It's okay to make a mistake. Who cares? But you are putting yourself out there. You are doing something that makes you uncomfortable. And from that uncomfortable situation moment, you will grow. And so if you want to get unstuck, if you want to get more out of your life, start doing one thing a day that scares you, something that makes you uncomfortable, right? If maybe you are wanting to have a happy, healthy relationship and you're single, start asking people out on dates. That is scary, but the more you do it, the less scary it will be. If you are in business, start making those sales calls, sending those messages, sending those emails that that are scaring you because of rejection. Like, if somebody rejects you, fine. That's not about you. That's about them. So start doing one thing a day that scares you. It will help you grow in your life, in your relationships, and in your business. The next thing that I want to share with you that will support you in getting more out of your life is to surround yourself with people that inspire you and support you. This is so important. For me, when I was coming back from California, I was so lucky to have found yoga. And there is a woman who is the regional director / owner of the Core Powers here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And so grateful I was able to connect with her because we built a beautiful friendship. And I chose her to be my mentor because I had spent a lot of years hanging out with people that, you know, the main focus of life was like, where are we going to go get drinks tonight? And when I connected with Lisa, like, she didn't drink, she was vegetarian, she's a yogi, she was such a positive, bright light in this world. And I was like, I want to be around you. And so we would go on coffee dates, we would practice yoga. She was just always smiling and hugging people. She was just such a beautiful light. And I chose her to be my mentor. I don't think I ever told her, but just being in her presence and doing the things that she did helped me to grow and helped me to become a better person. Like, now I am such a light in this world. I'm full of love. I give amazing hugs because I chose to surround myself with somebody that was so kind and just such a bright light. And I chose to let go of a lot of people in my life that no longer served me. And it added value to my life because now the people that are in my life are working on goals. They are happy. They are kind. They are love. And those are the people I want to surround myself with. And so I always tell my clients that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you are spending time with negative people, or people that aren't working on goals, people that are gossiping about other people or being judgmental or being catty, sarcastic, right? Like, those are not the people you want to surround yourself with if you want to get more out of life, if you want to get unstuck, if you want to be successful in life and business and relationships. You need to surround yourself with people that are successful in life and business and relationships. And so those are the three things that I wanted to offer you today. And again, the first one was get clarity around what you truly want. So begin a vision and goal practice if you don't already have one. If you need help, I'm here to help you. Do one thing a day that scares you. Getting out of your comfort zone is so powerful. And then surround yourself with people that inspire you and support you. When you surround yourself with amazing, positive people, you will become an amazing, positive person. So those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you today to help you get more out of life, out of business, out of your relationships. And I know that if you choose to take on these actions, you will get more. I'm so excited to be sharing that I have 5 spots open for my one-on-one coaching program right now. So if you are ready to transform your life and your business, I am ready to help you. In my one-on-one coaching program, we dive into confidence, we dive into self-love, we work on your vision and goal practice and create healthy routines and actions to help you achieve those goals and get that vision in your life. We also work on letting go of limiting beliefs and so much more. So my 6-month program is absolutely incredible, will absolutely help you transform your life and business. So if you'd like to find out more, please send me an email at Corey@MarsHolisticWellness.com with the word program to find out more. I will also leave my email in the notes of this podcast so you can connect with me. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being you. And I look forward to connecting soon. Thank you for listening to Complete Transformation for Female Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Coach Corey Sartori. I appreciate you being a part of my community, and I would love to stay connected. Subscribe to this podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Sartori. For more info on my coaching program, send me an email at Corey@MarsHolisticWellness.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review so we can grow this community. I am grateful for you and look forward to connecting soon.